Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country. That's BBM Bumper Bip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calls from that daily number, 1-800-422-416. All right, from campfire to stage, light hits the road. We're talking about David Hudson taking his deadly show on the road. I was lucky enough to witness the show last year. It is worth seeing, well worth seeing. It's very entertaining. He's a storyteller and using his deadly music to tell a story. And you can't beat blackfella telling a story. Don't worry about that. And got the brother with me at the moment, David Hudson. Very good morning, my brother. How are you?
Trevor Tim, too deadly. It wasn't 1 year ago. It was 2 years ago.
Is that right, brother?
Yeah, time flies.
Whoa, I had more hair then.
You like that boomerang?
Come back.
Yeah, well, now you got a beach.
My brother, look, before we start, let the mob know who your mob were you from, David?
I'm David Hudson. I was born and raised in Cairns, but my mob come from the Savannah country out towards southwest, going out to the Gulf. So that's Uruman.
From here in far north Queensland?
Uruman mob.
Uruman mob. Big shout out to Uruman mob.
And Yalanji, but yes. We're to the west, so west of the Great Divide, so Yalanji side.
All right, my brother. So you're a bit like me, desert rat, brother.
Yeah. Dry country.
Dry country.
I'm not saltwater Murray, freshwater Murray.
Freshwater Murray. Well, too deadly, my brother. Now, I will start in regarding, well, let's talk about, say, campfire to stage, from campfire to stage light. It's hit the road. So you're taking it on the road. I did witness it. You didn't correct me 2 years ago. So paint the picture about your daily show, brother.
Look, the idea came up about 5 years ago when I'm on stage and I'm thinking to myself, I've done a lot in regards to, travelling with it, travelling with my shows as a musician. Jute Theatre came along to me and they approached me and they said, David, I think it's about time you actually spoke your culture on stage to the rest of the Australia domestic and the international market. I said, fantastic. So we put our heads together and realistically the story's about grandparents being removed from the homelands, taken to Mona Mona, north of Kranda, and going through the hardships that this mob went through. Not only my mob, but I'm talking about all Aboriginal mob who got removed, Torres Strait Islanders who got removed from their homelands.
Truth telling, brother.
Well, it's truth telling, and it's about story of say my mum, for example. I'm just using her because she was great, my greatest inspiration.
Yes,
and she influenced me to what I am today as in 2024. So my mum, she didn't take too kindly to being told what she can do and can't do. And in 1956. She walked off the mission with my two brothers and my sister, Donovan, Errol, and Aislinn. Yep. Aislinn was only 5 at the time.
Okay.
Now she's 73.
Yep, okay.
And walked all the way to Kranda, and the bloke there said, Esme, you shouldn't be outside the mission without, because if the cops come along, they're going to take your kids off you, and they're going to send you straight back to the mission. So he helped her get her an exemption
card.
Who
was this, sorry, brother?
Or the bloke that was managing the bottom pub at the time.
Murray fella?
No, he was actually a white fella. He told her.
So he gave her a heads up to warn her. Yeah, gotcha.
Absolutely. So she applied for the exemption card and she got it. She was granted the exemption card. The mission closed, early 60s, and then everybody was
this
like,
is mum by herself, not with dad?
Yeah, well, my father came along later.
Okay.
He was on the mission, absolutely.
Sure.
Yeah. And my father, well, he was a young bloke when he came to the mission as well, and all his brothers and sisters. And I was very, very fortunate yesterday to have my dad's sister in the audience, Auntie
Flo.
Oh,
beautiful, brother. So, goosebumps here, brother.
Yeah, no, it was important for her to see it, and mum's brothers were there, Uncle Arthur and Uncle Harry. Uncle Harry's 90 years old now.
Yeah.
And I could just see you see their faces in the audience, and you can see him sort of reflecting back, I know exactly what David's talking about.
Exactly.
So here they are reflecting themselves, and I'm thinking to myself, these people lived it.
Yeah, exactly.
They lived the mission
you're
days.
You're telling the story, but their lives sitting there, they're listening to it. Their story, being told from stage.
So sure. I'm telling the story after the mission closed now of me being raised in Cairns, going to school, leaving home in 79, went to Cairns High, left home, went to Alice Springs, went to Teachers College over in Perth. And then my story sort of begins when I've had my first experience going to America. I did 6 weeks up and down the coast of California. Coming back on the plane, I said to Cindy, why don't the people in Australia get it? Americans got it. They were so hungry for culture over there.
Yeah, gotcha. Yeah.
You know, we live in this country of ours that has the world's oldest culture in our own backyards.
Yep.
So you can see why I wrote the show.
Okay, brother. Powerful, powerful. And look, just going back on your yarn about your beautiful mother, with us in spirit, and you talk about the card, which really gave me goosebumps, the card that she had in regarding being free from the mission. And look, before she passed, I mean, ripe old age, she still had that card in her purse, laminated.
Yeah,
I remember you telling the story, saying, "Mum, you don't need that no more." She put that card up and put it in your face, and you never know. They might come and look for me, and I've got the card here to prove that I'm free.
That's in my show.
You know, and that's in your that's what I'm saying, my brother. And that is heart-wrenching, but it's true. Australia's got a history, black or white, good or bad, but that's the history, and we should be telling it.
It's truth-telling, and as you said, you know, exactly that. She didn't have it... She didn't have it laminated. I've got the original exemption card.
Okay, bro.
And as I said, the story is she kept that exemption in the side zipper of her handbag after walking off the mission for the rest of her life.
Yeah.
And the family would say, "Come on, Mum, you don't need that anymore. That law is finished with." No. And she'd say, No, you never know. And my punchline for this is, and here we are in 2024. We've been through the lockdowns, COVID, and all this talk about exemptions.
Mm.
Brings back a lot of bad memories for my mob.
Yes, brother. So, look, so fantastic, my brother. From campfire to stage light. So, you are here operating in Cairns here, and you're taking it on the road. You're traveling the country, are you, with your deadly show?
Yeah, it's taken 2 years to get the funding to be able to tour it.
Yep.
And I'm taking the same crew with me. I'm taking Nigel Pegram on drums and Nerese Howes on keyboards.
Yeah.
I've got a little crew with me, and I've got the truck there to carry all the set.
Okay, brother. Yeah,
and we're going from Cairns. Show tonight. There's a show on Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're hitting the road.
Yep.
So we're flying straight down to Brisbane to Caloundra.
Caloundra.
Somehow we've got to go back to Townsville.
From Caloundra.
Yeah, Caloundra, back to Townsville.
Down the road from Cairns.
Yeah. Hey, don't bring it up, Trevor. I've been there, done that.
Bro, you need your Garmin Black Tracker. You need GPS.
Well, I didn't organise this tour, so there you go.
Hey, that's the road, isn't it?
It goes all the way. So Cairns, yep. Caloundra,
yep.
Townsville, back to Brisbane. Then we drive. We do all the the areas around. We do Bundaberg, we do Gladstone, we do Redlands Bay, Ipswich, Toowoomba, Gold Coast, Logan, all them places.
I want to become a groupie, brother. I want to travel with you, cuss.
And I'm happy to go to
those
places.
Carry your bags.
Well, you better get in line, bro, because everybody's in front of you.
Bram, come on, get out of the way. Look, this is beautiful, brother. Fantastic, brother. So, how long are we talking then, bro?
I will come back home probably around Cairns showtime, so that's around the 18th and 19th of July.
Sure, okay, right about that. But you're going down that area, cold country, brother. You better be rugged up, cuss.
Nah, I can handle the
cold. Yeah, you Murray from up here, up this way, cuss.
I'm going to do that show without any shirt on.
He's solid,
come back with a big cold.
My brother, so beautiful. So it's fantastic. Thank you very much. Look, you're good on the guitar. You make the guitar talk. You've done a lot with your music. We'll talk about Gwana. Did work there with
Shane Howard.
Shane Howard. Big shout-out, brother.
Yeah.
And, look, and also co-founder of Jabiroquai Dance Theatre. So paint that picture, please.
Oh, well, back in the day, it was we kicked it off in 1987.
87.
And I tell that story in my show, how some partners, we funded it, and the funding didn't come from the government, it came from the partners' pockets.
Yep.
Okay, so now we've got to we now got an idea to start a Jubba Guy Dance Theatre. So now I've got to go out and find fit young fellas. Well, as I said in my show, hey, I'm related to everybody.
That's right.
So I put the call out. I talked to Willie Brim. I talked to Irwin Riley. We start off with seven dancers, the original Jubba Guy dancers. And I say in my show, and we're proud, and we're up there, we're full of spirit, and the important thing is, and we're proud to be Aborigine. Anybody who ever came to our show would walk away with that little tune stuck inside their head. And I paint the picture. I paint the picture how we start from a small little theatre in the basement to our next theatre, which was up in the main street, which is about 250, 300 seats. And then we moved down to where we are now at the Smithfield.
Right next door to Skyrail,
Right next door to Skyrail.
Yeah, in the beautiful centre it is, Jubba Guy Theatre there.
Absolutely. Unfortunately, the doors closed as a cultural park in 21.
Thanks to COVID-19.
But it's still open there for, you know, business. And,
exactly.
Go out there and, you know,
a lot of people still use that venue,
and so on. So it may not be used as a cultural park, so to speak, but it's still there available for mob to go out there and do workshops and events.
It's still owned by the Jubba Guy people?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Oh, no, absolutely.
Yes, on Jubba Guy land.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, my brother, beautiful. So here we are talking to Dave Hudson, your mob just tuned in from Campfire to Stage Light. He's a writer, a songwriter, that's what he is, entertainer, and he's taken the show on the road. And I will say to you, mob across the country, if you're ever near a theatre and David Hudson is performing, you need to go and check out this show.
Ah, thanks.
And I speak with so much passion and love, and I salute you, my brother. Hats off to you. It is so fantastic. We are storytellers, us mob.
Absolutely.
And you're using your music to tell the story entertaining to the max. But that paints the picture, my brother, from Cairns to Stage Light.
No, I'm very happy, and to take it away from Cairns and have the opportunity to tour it down south, I can't ask any more for that. Well, I can ask for more. Tour Australia, that's what I want.
Yeah, gotcha, yes.
And then take it overseas.
Yeah, brother.
Take it overseas, because there's a lot of other Indigenous cultures out there that would be in the audience be thinking, wow, this bloke's up there.
Ignite.
He's igniting our passion.
Yes.
Our passion is his passion. So there you go.
There you go. All right, fantastic. So how can people find out your journey? You got a web page or something like that, Dave?
They've got to go to, or in Cairns, for example, you've got to go to Jute.
Jute.
I guess just go to www.jute.com.au.
J-U-T-E, yep.
J-U-T-E, and then you can find out the rest of the tour,
okay,
the dates and the details.
There it is, your mob. Check it out. So where we are on the Big Island, Australia, check it out. Go to Jute. Google it, J-U-T-E, Jute Theatre, a company here in Cairns, and they'll have the actual itinerary where David Hudson will be performing from Campfire to Stage Light. Because it's hitting the road, you mob. Get out there and check it out. Dave Hudson, you take care, my brother.
Please,
love to your beautiful
please
lady.
Please come and see the show. I'm looking forward to meeting all your countrymen out there, all your fellow Australians, and I just want to come along and enjoy the show for what it is, because it's, you'll come there, it's sad, it's happiness, it's laughing, laughter, good music, and you'll have fun. And I also just want to say, Trev, fantastic news with Division 4 in Cairns here. Good on you, my brother.
Councillor, can't beat you,
Councillor.
You on stage. I mean, that's way up there.
No.
Second fiddle, Councillor. But hey, thank you, my brother. Thank you for acknowledgement.
Thank you so much.
You're too deadly. David Hudson. So there it is, your mob. Do check out that show. Google it, Jute, J-U-T-E, Jute Theatre Company, and you check out the itinerary of Dave Hudson's fantastic show from Campfire to Stage Light. And it's hitting the road, your mob, and you need to see this fantastic show. Storyteller he is, but it's powerful, it's deadly, and it's true. It is storytelling. This is your daily program, National Talk Black, Yarn Up Strong, your mob. And a big shout-out to NERS, National News Radio Service, puts us across the airways, across the Big Island of Australia. But we come to you live from the Deadly Murray Radio Station here in Cairns. BBM, Bummer Brip Media, 98.7 FM. National Talk Black, your mob, too deadly.
Feel the endlessness where they're coming out the light of day. They're talking about a chosen place. They want to sell it in a marketplace. Look out. Just a minute now. Standing on.
Again with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
For you and me, oh, 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 oh. like the way I carried myself. She said, I don't care for you and me.
Yep, yep, you saw me without a doubt, baby girl, it gon' be fine. Working all out in my mind, all we have to do is be kind. Hold hands, be friends, be gentlemen and girlfriend. Honey, I really don't care what you mean, make it cool to a fact, cool to a T. Just me and you, you and me, we forever be, baby. You saw me, that is just always in my nerve. And baby girl, you can feel it, cause you know that love is paying.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Love is gonna come my way. Oh, 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 oh. Love is gonna come my way. This morning I woke up knowing love is gonna come my way. A great feeling about myself. I know that love will save the day. Love will save the day. Whoa, 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 whoa. Love is gonna come my way.
Rubbing you, I'm kissing your lips. All of a sudden, your body yearning bad for the uplift. Protecting you, pussycat, like a precious gift. Hold you next to me, telling you I love you since the first kiss. This is true love, this is true bliss. You can't reminisce, so baby girl, you're something what you're gonna miss. I know the feeling is deep. You look, man, I'm a nolly, baby girl. It's a me and Drew's again. Staring at a blank page, my pen and pad, call it. Don't have a straight mind, this thing is bad. Cause rain is falling on the street tonight, so cold. I see my fingers in hold up and yes, I think some more. Real don't know if I should be ripping fast or ripping slow. My plan is not to be feeling this pain so strange. The falling rain is coming and it won't be late. I wish for change, but you could never change your fate. Is this the very forsake cause that I'm supposed to play? I'm singing, yep, yep, you sub it. You sub it wide, baby girl, back to the first verse. Yep, yep, you sub it without a doubt, baby girl, it gon' be fine. Working all out in my mind, all we have to do. Be kind, hold hands, be friends, be gentlemen and girlfriend. Honey, I really don't care what you mean, making me.
Rainfall is yeah, eating only wild berries and fruit.
Hey, why?
When you could walk about in a rainfall is yeah. When you could walk about, then people talk about. Ndara jene no wangara jene na baroji jene na bulgoro jene. Ndara jene no wangara. From Jabba Guy, him and the Yabba Wawen,
Squab Kirby, hey, why?
They are the protectors of this rainforest of North Queensland, yeah. And when they go walk about, then people talk about. Dara jine no wangara jine na baroji jine na bulgoro jine. Dara jine no wangara jine na baroji jine na bulgoro jine. Yeah.
out dry from Jabba Guy and Bullwine. Him and the Jabba Wawin. Scrub kick.
Hey, why?
They are the protectors of these rainforests of North Queensland, yeah. And when they go walk about, then people talk about. Wangara jine na baroji jine na bulgoro jine. Dundara jine no wangara jine na baroji jine na bulgoro jine. Hey, hey.
Joe Madden, Director of Child and Family in Far North Queensland. My department is responsible for the child protection system here in Far North Queensland. We work to support parents and protect children when there is evidence of abuse and neglect. Children and young people who can't live safely at home rely on other families coming forward to open their hearts and their homes to care for them. Fostering kinship care is the heart and soul of our child protection system. My hope today is to provide a better understanding of the critical need for more members of the community to consider becoming foster or kinship carers. In 2022-23 year, there was an average of 600 approved carer families in Far North Queensland, which is fantastic. However, we really need more. In the same year, around 1,300 children were living away from home in the region. In other words, they weren't able to live with their families. Most of these were First Nations children. Of these First Nations children, 70% were in home-based care, such as foster or kinship care. However, this means 30%, or around 300 children, were not in foster or kinship care. They were in residential care or other care arrangements. For some young people, residential care is the right place for them because of their individual circumstances. This can include complex needs such as disabilities, and they get great care and support. But what we know is there are far too many very young First Nations children in residential care, and this is not what we want to see. We believe they should be living safely with foster and kinship care families in the community. And we believe this would give these little ones a better chance to thrive, learn and grow up strong in culture and life skills. So today we're asking members of the community to not wait to be asked. We would love for you to put your hand up because there are little ones who need you to come forward today. If you can help, please express an interest to us or to the local foster and kinship care agency in becoming a carer. Once you come forward, you will then receive information on the process, what's needed, and the allowances and the support that you'll receive. We know this might seem daunting to begin with, but we can assure you that agencies are there to train and support foster and kinship carers so they're not alone in doing this important job. Today, we have representatives from our culturally appropriate foster and kinship care service at Wootshopperin. Child Safety funds the organisation to recruit, train and support First Nations foster and kinship carers in Far North Queensland. Karen is able to talk more about the work they do and the support that's available for foster and kinship carers.
Here is an important message from Wootshopperin.
Hi, I'm Karen Salam. I manage the Foster and Kinship Care Service of Wootshopperin Health Service. Are you passionate about making a difference in an Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander child's life? Across North Queensland, there is an urgent need for more kinship, foster and relief carers for our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children. Every day, children are being removed from their homes due to harm, neglect or family crisis. What is Wootshopperin's Foster and Kinship Care Service? Wootshopperin's Foster and Kinship Care Service provides support to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander carers, opening their lives and homes to children in times of need. Our placement support workers work with the community to identify safe, caring and loving homes for long or short periods of time that will also provide strong family and cultural connections. Why be a kinship, foster or relief carer? By becoming a Wootshopperin kinship, foster or relief carer, you will help keep Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children and young people safe, during a challenging time in their lives. As a priority, and through your guidance, support and care, you will help our kids stay with or continue to be connected to their family, culture and community and reach their full potential. Being a carer is highly rewarding and makes an enormous difference to the lives of our young people. Carers are also celebrated and acknowledged for their dedication at events like the Fostering Kinship Carers Week. We are here to guide you. Wuchopperen's placement support staff works with carers every step of the way to support them on their journey. Carers will also have access to support and become equipped with new skills and knowledge to help provide care for our children. Additionally, carers receive support and training. Our staff are on call and there is a carer allowance which you can access. If you decide to become a carer, you will have a team of Aboriginal and or Torres Strait Islander workers to help you with any issues and provide strength in times of need. They will be there to celebrate the wins with you and help you move through the challenging times together. What's the next step? Our dedicated team will take you through every part of the process in becoming a carer. So if you are interested and ready to make a difference for our children, call Wuchopperen on 40801080 to learn more.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7. I
remember the day. Yes, very good morning, you deadly mob. Welcome back to your deadly program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Session Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumbleybit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. And a big shout out to all you deadly mob out there. Now, championing cultural connections for youth in and out of home care. And we're going to catch up a yarn now with deadly brother, Adrian Maloney, a cultural support lead at Anglicare, Southern Queensland, focused on children, youth and families and putting culture front and centre. We've got Adrian Maloney. Adrian, good morning, brother. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. How are you going? Yeah, I'm good, well, thank you.
Yeah, you're well. Good, beautiful. Thank you, brother. Before we start, let the mob know who your mob were you from, Adrian?
I was born in Rockhampton, so I'm a Durrumbull man, but I'm living on mum's country now, so Gubbi Gubbi country in Gympie, so yeah.
Cold country, I would say, brother, coming from Cairns, far north Queensland. Look, too, Deli, brother, congratulations, thank you for coming to the program, and congratulating regarding bringing culture front and centre in the in and out of home care space. So tell us about the work that you do, how this all come about, and also big shout out to Anglicare Southern Queensland, who've allowed this to all happen, brother, yes?
Yeah, so how it came about is probably about 2 years ago. I was working in the my boys worked in the child safety, like community services spaces. So I was working for an Aboriginal organisation at the time, but then this job presented itself with the cultural practice lead, and it was really about tapping into that leadership and bringing that First Nation perspective onto cultural practices and policy and influencing, change at, for our cultural mentors and our identified youth workers and, all those workers out there in the front line.
Well, when you look at it, a lot of our kids who are in care, unfortunately, are not always with First Nation families. Some of them with non-Indigenous families or with non-Indigenous workers. So cultural is missing if that is the case, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I think a lot of it, we see those aspects of that culture missing. Like, we're very lucky that our culture, like our elders and our mobs and our knowledge holders do pass down certain like aspects of culture. And it's very interesting to see if you're working with someone that has that background and can pick out those cultural strengths and that and tap into those connections in community or internally. Yeah, we have our cultural mentors that provide all that knowledge and support as well, and you can have that. Some of them are traditional owners, so they can take them out on country and teach them that way as well.
Yeah, beautiful. And like I said, it becomes a vehicle to empower our children, our First Nation children, who are in care, and so they don't lose their culture, but it also educates the non-Indigenous workers and the company itself, the organisation itself, in regarding our culture, brother, yes?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, and that's part of my role too, is to hold that space with that education. And, you know, like there's a lot of stuff that goes on out there. We know from the, you know, what happened last year, yes, around referendum and stuff, that that misinformation and education out there. So yes, in my cultural training, I hold that space where, you know, it's that yarning circle type of place, and it's a safe way to ask those questions and, you know, just see where they get their information and education from. And
sure,
people walk away wanting to learn more. So, exactly. Yeah, that's a really good part of my role as well.
Now, organisationally, when we talk about Anglicare Southern Queensland, they take on board when we talk about our celebration as well, when we talk about a NAIDOC or reconciliation, you know. Are they in that space? They activate in that space in regarding education for our mob?
Yeah, so my role's, like, very diverse. Like, one day, like I was speaking earlier, I could be delivering, like, cultural journey training to staff. It could be new staff. It could be old staff that need to do the training. The next day could be planning. We've got a cultural immersion trip coming out to Cherbourg Ration Shed. So taking a bunch of staff out that way to learn, you know, the history of what happened to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. It could be, you know, consulting with managers around, like, First Nation staffing, that, you know, that cultural safety element where we've sort of know what we can do better in the space to retain Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander employers, and, you know, and then it could be, yeah, catching up with, you know, practitioners or coordinators around, you know, what's happening in their space if they need a voice, and then doing stuff, you know, how better to support them, connecting their families and or connecting the clients and families.
And you, as a First Nation man, and you could be an uncle, so to speak, to these young kids. Are you engaged with our Indigenous kids? Of course.
Yeah, where I can, I try to. Like, we're looking at our cultural support plans and that. So I'm really trying to, you know, have a yarn with young people where I can, where I'm invited into the space, and they feel comfortable having that yarn too. So, I do try to get out there, and one of our cultural mentors takes us out on country too with some of the young people. So it's good to, just watch them in their elements as well.
Yeah. Well, you can't beat black on black, brother, and this is a fantastic concept, and having black people at the table dealing with our black kids, that is the best ingredient in the world. Of course, the goal is to put our children back with our families. In and out of care is what we're talking about here, but keeping our children safe. But thank you for the yarn, and thank you for sharing, my brother. You're a true champion.
No worries.
And all the best to whatever you're doing, my brother. And a big shout to Anglicare Southern Queensland as well and the work that they're doing. It is a team effort and takes a community to raise a child, doesn't it, bro?
Yeah, definitely. And thank you very much for having me on the show. And thank you to all the people out there, all the listeners and all the community and the elders.
Yeah, too deadly, brother. And you're down there, Southern Country. You stay warm, brother. I'll just stay up here in Cairns.
Yeah, I will.
See you, brother.
Thank you very much.
Bye, Adrian.
Okay, see ya. Bye.
Deadly Yanda, Adrian Maloney's name is Cultural Practice Lead for Children, Youth and Families, working closely and under Anglicare Southern Queensland, and putting culture front and centre and cultural connections for youth in and out of home care. Fantastic. Your daily program here, National Talk Black. Have you say yarn up strong. We are coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on BBM, Bummer Bib Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. National Tall Black, 1 hour program, Yob. Have you say yarn up strong, too deadly.